For CJLO News, I'm Hadassah Alankar. There were several hot issues discussed at Wednesday's NDG Council meeting. Councillors voted to close down Police Station 11 on Summerled and Kensington Avenue. Projet Montréal Councillor Christian Arsenault suggested the closure of the station would be beneficial for the community. He said shutting down the station and merging it with Station 9 would increase police presence, especially at night. Mayor Montgomery opposed the closure. She presented a petition with 2,500 signatures in support of the station staying in NDG. The council also voted to revoke Stéphane Plante's suspension. Mayor Montgomery suspended him after he refused to attend a meeting with herself and Annalisa Harris. Harris is accused of psychologically harassing two city employees, including Plante. He'll be reimbursed for a little over a week's worth of lost wages. In other news, Montreal men are coming together to challenge common ideas about manhood. Maya Locke Adelbaum reports.
Some men in Montreal are questioning what it means to be a man, and they are joining conversation circles just for men. Greg Biden is in his 60s. He runs a support group for Anglo men in Montreal. He explains how male gender norms repressed his emotions as he was growing up.
If you repress emotions, every emotion you repress all of them. You can't repress just one. And when you repress emotions, they come out sideways and they're not predictable. You don't know where they've come from unless you actually dig and dig hard. And it takes time and a lot of work.
But times are changing. Biden notes that conversations around manhood are shifting for the better.
Big difference. Huge differences. The classic conversation of be a man was very much the way I grew up. You were never supposed to back down. You weren't supposed to cry. You were always supposed to be tough. One of the favorite things that you would hear is sticks and stones will break your bones and you would get bullied, especially if you wouldn't fight.
Biden was one of those kids bullied when he didn't fight back. But some men are coming together to deal with their emotions. Another conversation group for men in Montreal is the Samurai Brotherhood. It's a men's health group that meets once a week. Maya Locke Adelbaum for CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal.
Ottawa will give $500,000 to provinces for healthcare funding. The package also includes an enhancement for Canadian businesses that experience a downturn because of COVID-19. Hours after the announcement, the World Health Organization called the virus a global pandemic. Stories today by myself and Maya Locke Adelbaum. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.